welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, April 10th. You'll be interested to know, 113 years ago, today in 1912, the RMS Titanic embarked on its maiden voyage, which tragically ended several days later when the luxury liner struck an iceberg and sank, leading to the loss of over 1,500 lives. This disaster highlighted significant flaws in maritime safety regulations and profoundly impacted public perception of ocean travel. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Thursday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean this morning with waist-to-chest-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 4 to 5+ feet throughout the morning, offering great conditions. Expect the winds to remain offshore at 0 mph, keeping the surface smooth and glassy for a while. As the day progresses, watch for a shift to sideshore winds by 7 a.m. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with the 4-foot incoming high tide, when the west-northwest swell is 4 feet at 15 seconds, and the offshore wind is 0 mph. The first high tide Thursday will be 4.5 feet just after 8:30 a.m., with a 0-foot low tide at 2:45. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 63 degrees for the water temperature. Friday through Sunday showcases a solid surf window with clean conditions in the mornings, featuring 3 to 5 feet waves on Friday, transitioning to 2 to 3 feet on Saturday. Sunday brings consistent 4 to 6 feet surf, with fair to clean conditions prevailing. Afternoon sessions may experience increased chop, especially on Saturday. Overall, expect fun rides, particularly during the early hours each day. This morning, it's areas of fog, and it feels like 60 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:17, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:25. It looks like we're in for some foggy conditions early this morning, clearing up by mid-morning, leading to mostly sunny skies, with a high near 75 and a light breeze. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with patchy fog after 11 and a low of 55. Looking ahead in the weather, expect patchy fog in the morning on Friday, then mostly sunny with a high near 75. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows in the mid-50s. Saturday brings partly sunny skies and a high near 69, followed by another mostly cloudy night. Sunday continues with partly sunny conditions and a high near 68, and Monday looks mostly sunny with a high near 67. Nights remain partly cloudy with lows in the low 50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, residents and business leaders in San Diego are expressing concern over proposed changes that could eliminate free parking in some of the city's most popular areas. The Hillcrest Business Association has urged council member Steph Whitburn to reconsider, citing that construction on the new Pride Promenade relied on funds from parking meter revenue. Executive Director Benjamin Nichols warns that future projects could be jeopardized if the city's proposal reduces parking district revenue from 45% to 15%. Balboa Park may also see parking changes, which could deter visitors. The city aims to address a budget shortfall exceeding $250 million through these adjustments. Now on to sports. The Masters begins today, marking the start of golf's major season at Augusta National. Will Scottie Scheffler defend his title, or will Rory McIlroy finally win another major? Scheffler is currently the top player, but he has not won this season. McIlroy is in excellent form, yet struggles to close out majors. Colin Morikawa ranks high statistically, but has more runner-up finishes than wins. Other contenders include Bryson DeChambeau, Ludvig Åberg, Justin Thomas, Xander Schauffele, Joaquin Niemann, Brooks Koepka, and Hideki Matsuyama, each with strengths and weaknesses. Who will wear the coveted green jacket? In local sports. Yesterday afternoon, the Lakers defeated the Mavericks 112-97 at the American Airlines Center. Luka Doncic led the Lakers with 45 points, including 7 three-pointers. The Lakers shot an impressive 69.6% from the field, improving their record to 48-31, placing them in first place. Tonight, the Lakers face off against the Houston Rockets, who are 52-27, at the Crypto.com Arena. Tip-off is at 7:30. The Rockets are on a 3-game winning streak, making this matchup crucial for the Lakers. Meanwhile, tonight, the Kings at 44-24-9 clash with the faltering Ducks in the City of Angels. Adrian Kempe, with 29 goals and 31 assists, leads LA, who are favored by 1.5. In top news, concerns arising after President Donald Trump stated, "This is a great time to buy," just before announcing a pause on tariffs for 90 days. Following his morning posts on Truth Social, which suggested market optimism, stocks surged dramatically. The Nasdaq index experienced its largest one-day gain since 2008, climbing nearly 12%. Critics, including Senator Richard Blumenthal and Richard Painter, question whether this could lead to accusations of market manipulation. A White House spokesperson emphasized the president's role in reassuring Americans about economic security. In business news, California's largest insurance company, State Farm, is facing a critical rate hearing in Oakland. The question at hand is whether State Farm should raise prices for consumers to ensure its financial viability. Consumer advocacy group Consumer Watchdog opposes the rate increase, while State Farm and the California Department of Insurance support it. State Farm is now seeking a 17% increase for homeowners, reduced from 30%. Nikki McKennedy, from the Department of Insurance, likened the situation to being on the Titanic, emphasizing the urgency of the matter. The hearing continues Wednesday, with further testimony expected. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 8% to $82,000. Ethereum is up 13% to just over $1,600. And Goatsy's Maximus is up 7% to 4 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. North Korea has amassed more than $6 billion through sophisticated cyber operations, funding its nuclear program. On July 18th, hackers targeted WazirX, India's largest cryptocurrency exchange, and stole over $200 million in just 1 hour. Investigators reveal that these hackers are incredibly skilled, using social engineering and deception to gain access to sensitive systems. With state-sponsored resources, they can wait patiently to exploit vulnerabilities, making them the world's most dangerous crypto thieves. Their criminal activities serve as a means to support a sanctions-strapped economy and further the regime's ambitions. Entertainment news. James Cameron recently joined the Boz to the Future podcast, where he discussed the future of blockbuster filmmaking, emphasizing the need to cut the cost of visual effects in half. He is exploring how artificial intelligence can help reduce expenses without displacing staff. Cameron, who joined the board of directors for Stability AI, aims to integrate AI into visual effects workflows to enhance efficiency. He expressed skepticism about AI's ability to write compelling stories, asserting that true storytelling requires human experience. Cameron is currently in post-production on the upcoming Avatar sequel, Fire and Ash, set to be released on December 19th. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and speaker, Alan Klein. And he said, "Your attitude is like a box of crayons that color your world. Constantly color your picture gray, and your picture will always be bleak. Try adding some bright colors to the picture by including humor, and your picture begins to lighten up." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.